This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's look at this. Labor inspectors were at the Polokwane Hospital site. They found unpaid wages, it's being reported, missing contracts, fake permits among subcontractors with directors hard to trace. Now, one publication says that according to the Department of Labor and Employment, 24 of the 42 subcontractors operating on site are under investigation for alleged labor law violations, including employing undocumented foreign nationals. Now, let's look into this. We're speaking to the Department of Labor's Principal Occupational Health and Safety Inspector, Bumani Maswanganyi. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, and how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good evening to your listeners.
Thank you very much for your time. Please talk to us about the inspection at the Polokwane Hospital site.
Yes, so the inspection did take place at the Polokwane Hospital site. That was part of the ongoing national, we call it multiple disciplinary leaf inspection. What that does is that we plan for the inspection unannounced, but also then we then include other stakeholders such as the police and home affairs. It is a project under the Deputy Minister of Department of Labor.
So what happened?
The key issue is that we did find some labor violation of labor legislation, but I think part of the key findings was the fact that the employment of undocumented or illegal foreigners. So on this particular day, all the hospitals, what we managed to find was that on the spot, there were 24 illegal or undocumented foreigners that were employed. Those were immediately arrested, and then another 19 from one of the subcontractors was taken in or detained at that time. That particular Friday was detained for verification of the, they had some sort of documentation. But later on in that day, it was found out that of the 19, only two were valid. The 17 were actually fraudulent or invalid.
What happened to the 17?
They were deported the same Friday.
Okay.
The Home Affairs can give more details, but yeah.
Okay. Just on the inspection, so you found these undocumented foreign nationals that were working there. But when you inspect, I suppose you look for quite a number of other things.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Well, what are the other things that you look at? What did you find in terms of those categories?
So basically, you are looking at the enforcement of the what we call the Occupational Health and Safety Act, the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, National Minimum Wage, Unemployment Insurance Fund, and the compensation of occupational injuries and diseases. So on this day, we did find that there were contractors that were not paying minimum wage, and then also others did not declare their workers on the UIF system. You must understand as well that, remember, if you are illegal as well or undocumented, the system cannot pick you up, right?
Yes.
So you can't necessarily be declared. So that's what we found on this particular day. And then there were also cases of the fact that PPE was not issued. Right. People had PPE, but it comes from themselves, not necessarily issued by the employer. And then others, the PPEs worn, that the laws of the country when it comes to personal protective equipment is that the employer should buy. And it further goes, it's worn out or it's replaced.
The employer in this case is the contractor.
The contractor, can you hear me?
Okay, yes, I'd lost you, but I had you when you say yes, the contractor. Okay, so the employer in this case is the contractor. So was there an issue around wages?
There was. There were issues around wages. They were not paying the prescribed minimum wage.
So there was, there was general conditions of non-compliance.
Yeah, with the subcontractors.
Yeah.
With the subcontractors. But when we trace some of the issues, right, is that your main contractor employs a contractor that has documentation, right? But then that contractor goes and employs another contractor which documentation is not necessarily in line. And that's where the relationship starts becoming a problem. So when the contractor that is appointed by the main contractor, he has the documentation, is fine. But he then further subcontracts the work.
Yeah.
Now that's where then the problem starts. where now you find out that now they are apparently paid per amount of work done, and if that target is not met, therefore the wages are not paid as required. So those are some of the issues now when we dig deep that we find. So that's where some of the problem are. So some of the issues are that minimum wage has not been paid. There are people not receiving pay slip. And then obviously, look, when we get there, the first thing we can ask you, even if we come to you, say, please give us your ID. And when we punch it in our system, it should be declared within the UIF system that you're working. Remember, that's a social fund that should the contract finish, you should be able to come and claim with UIF. So all those things are not done. You check a list of contractors. When you get to site, the contractor has 27 employees. When you check on the system, there's only 3 employees that are declared, and we can't really even find these 3 employees out of the 27.
What happens when you discover such irregularities?
The process itself follows different processes in the space. When I say that it follows different processes, for example, there is what we call an undertaking that is then has to be issued to the employer. So when that undertaking is done, it literally is a for the employer the time to respond to that particular undertaking, right? So when it comes to occupational health and safety, for example, right, our one is different because that one gives an employer, particularly to explain it properly so that we understand, it's not necessarily 60 days. It's just that the regulation says the employer can appeal within 60 days. So even when we issue the notice to the employer, for example, we say you have not provided toilets or not in this case, like for the PPE issue, right? We say you have to replace them. By law, it's supposed to be immediate, right? But because the regulation says the employer has 60 days to appeal, which is the amendment that Parliament are busy to try and reduce that also to 14 days, but currently 60 days. As inspectors, we can't take the next action, right?
Right.
Yeah, but for example, with minimum wage, right, if those regularities there's an undertaking, if the employer does not comply, then taken to the CCMA to make it an order. With Occupational Health and Safety Act, it's a criminal law. So by then, if you don't do that, we then have to open a police case against you and prosecute you with the magistrate because the Occupational Health and Safety Act is a criminal one in that element.
Yeah. You were saying that it is work you are doing. Are you going around inspecting in where there's huge, big construction work throughout the province? And if you are, what are the common issues that you pick up on as you go and do these inspections?
It's similar to what we found. In this one, the difference is, remember, we were multiple disciplinary. So you have SAPS, you had Home Affairs, right? And we're all having different mandates in that picture. But sometimes you find, we can actually go to a site and find out that there is, for example, the big topic in the country, foreigners, right? But because labor is not Home Affairs, right? At that point, we can't necessarily verify on the spot. The only thing we can ensure is that at least with labor laws, contracts, employment, and UIF staff, they have been taken care of. From there, we then have to liaise with Home Affairs to tell us whether or not this document, because remember, some of these documentation, they look real. Only Home Affairs or trained officials can tell you this one is suspicious when they put it on the system, because everything should go in the system, then they might pick it up. But throughout this site, it's a common issue. And like I said, part of the big and common issue that I've spoken about is the one where you have the main contractor, he complies all documentation, okay? He appoints the next person who also his documentation might be okay, but then it's the movement to the next person where he starts seeing this shortcut, you know? So all of them, they are quite common.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time. Good evening to you.
No, thanks, sir.
Good evening. Appreciate that. So that's the conversation there with Bumani Maswanganyi, who is the Department of Labor's Principal Occupational Health and Safety Inspector.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.